From the bleak, barren, inner-city tarmac of University Avenue, we return to your radio road hazard. The Mischke Broadcast, transmitting live from the last 90 feet of St. Paul, courtesy of the Black Sheep Broadcasting Network.
We need a new number, Kodiak. Hey, no, not the... We wouldn't do the Ronco one again.
Well, we could.
Maybe we won't get Carlos. Hit the Ronco one again. Maybe we won't get Carlos. Maybe we'll get one of the other 30 people. He says the others might not be so friendly. Well, maybe they will be. Hey, John out there in Afton, I understand you called earlier. You want to give a ring, Ski? Because I just bought a dehydrator. Hit number two there, Cody.
We have to wait for it.
Oh, we got to wait?
Yeah.
John out in Afton, I just bought a dehydrator for $29 from the guy. And the last time I had, well, the only time I had dehydrated fruit was at your house. That's really what sold me on the dehydrator.
775-4665. Or please follow these instructions. If you're calling to purchase a complete new Showtime unit, a pot
what's that?
Or a
that's the rotisserie. That's what they call it.
Press one now. If you're calling to purchase parts for any of our products, or the GLH hairspray, or other customer service related issues, press two.
Two. Yeah. Not Carlos, I hope.
Thank you for calling Ronco Customer Service. This is Carlos speaking.
Yeah, I need one of the parts for one of your items you sell.
Tom.
Damn it.
Is that you?
Damn it. Are you the only guy working there tonight? What, you got caller ID?
I do.
Oh, you do?
I do.
Boy, caller ID is going to be the death knell for talk radio. Patch me through to someone else, will you, Carlos? I'm buying the dehydrator, but, you know, it's a long night here. Patch me through to Marge or somebody, will
you? Marge. we don't have a Marge here.
Let me, Betty?
I want to transfer you to someone who might have something to say here.
All right, good.
So,
good, thank
let me,
you.
Let me see if there's someone available, okay? Hold on
all
a
right.
second.
Oh, thanks, Carlos. Appreciate this. Jeez. Why don't you just cold cock me, huh? Holy buckets. The hell is this? Ooh. Does anyone in America like this music, do you think? I mean, when you realize Bob Dylan is 60 years old, who in America is left who enjoys this music? kind of starting to like it now. It's better with the lights out. If you don't like this music now, turn the lights out. It's kind of nice. It's actually very peaceful. Picture a valley, a small log cabin, a little girl and a little boy playing in the yard in front, a dog running around, mom hanging laundry. Over the hill, here comes Dad on his pony, home for supper. Oh! Who's that? Strange, dark man coming in from the right side.
Hello, Tom?
He's killed him. He's killed Pa. What? Hi, Carlos?
Yeah, hi. Yeah, let me go ahead and transfer you over to one of our representatives here. She's really nice.
Oh, good. Good thing.
Her name is Irene.
Irene.
Okay.
I'm going to sing for her.
Okay, you're going to sing for her?
Yes.
Okay, so let me go in there.
And I'll buy something from her.
Oh, you will? That's good. I'm sure she's going to like that.
I'm going to buy something.
Okay, then. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Carlos.
Bye-bye.
No, don't do this to me again. Oh, Pa's been shot. It was a Crow Indian. Huh?
Thank you for calling Ronco Customer Service. My name is Irene, and how may I help you?
Irene, hi. My name's Tom.
Hello, Tom.
What sorts of things are you selling?
Well,
you don't have that old fishing pole deal anymore, do you?
Actually, the Pocket Fisherman is one of our products, but we don't have it
in stock
at this time.
I tell you, I saw that first when I was a boy. I wanted it then. I've been thinking about it ever since, and I thought tonight might be the night. So you don't have the Pocket deal. Well, I already bought a dehydrator, so we don't have... What else you got? I don't want the rotisserie deal, because... They don't defeather them, right?
Well, no, not on this particular model, but maybe in the future.
You know, imagine if you did have something that you could just go out in the yard, you know, stick the thing right through the bird, and it did everything else. I mean, it defeathered it, it boiled it, it cleaned it, it eviscerated it, it cooked it. And you stuck it in out in the yard, and then you left. You came back a couple hours later. You had a big old bird sitting on the table for everybody to eat.
Mm-hmm.
What else you selling? Hey, that music during the time on hold?
Yeah.
Who is that?
You know what, sir? I don't know. I'd have to put myself on hold or call myself and put myself on hold to find out.
And then you'd know it?
I'd have to listen to it myself.
How long you been doing this? Let me guess, 14 years. 14 years?
No.
Oh.
Who am I speaking with?
Tom.
Tom, and where are you calling me
from? St. Paul, Minnesota. I tell you what the deal is. I'm housebound, and power's out. And
yeah.
I couldn't even dial out. I had to borrow a neighbor's cell phone.
Yeah.
And I just said, you know, it's going to be a long night. Who can I call? And I'm not one to call these 1-900 numbers. So I looked, and Ronco had the big 1-800 deal. I thought, I'll talk to some folks, and I'll buy something. So I talked to Carlos earlier, and I bought a dehydrator.
Right.
And I'll buy something from you, too. We'll get something here. What do you got besides the rotisserie and the dehydrator?
Well, we have the infamous egg scrambler.
Egg scrambler. Now, normally you don't think of scrambling eggs as that hard, because you just crack them and then you whip them with a fork. That takes about 10 seconds.
Well, actually, if you don't put your elbow into it, you can end up with it partially scrambled.
Oh.
The egg scrambler really does like this homogenizing.
Oh.
It scrambles it rather well.
Really? Now, you wouldn't think that's what an inventor would address.
Mm-hmm.
Because you look at all the things people need in the world, and you haven't heard anyone, I bet, in the history of mankind say, well, we're going to need some help scrambling this egg. Right? And yet someone spent some time, probably a lot of hours, probably months on that baby. But is it selling?
We do sell them occasionally. I've sold a few myself.
Really? What's the big seller?
Oh, obviously the rotisseries. The rotisseries are the big item right now.
Huh. I guess I got to re-examine that whole rotisserie deal. To tell you the truth, I still don't know what the hell one is. I'm not a kitchen guy. That's why I wanted a fishing pole. But everything.
If you're homebound, how are you going to fish?
You know, I never thought about that. I hadn't gone that far. I was just thinking maybe by the time spring rolled around, I'd be up and out, up and around. Anything outside of the kitchen? Because I'm not a kitchen guy. Yeah, I go to Pampered Chef parties, but just to meet women. But I don't know anything about the whole kitchen thing.
Everything else that we have is probably kitchen associated.
Kitchen.
Right.
You know what no one's invented, Irene? Something for a man in his den. For a man in his den, who's just in his den on a late Saturday afternoon alone, something a guy can have in his den.
Mm-hmm.
It's always the women in the kitchen. The women in the kitchen. Guys in their den. You look at the American den, it hasn't changed in 50 years. There's a lot of lonely guys sitting in there, probably just like me, lights out, wondering what the hell's wrong with this country. I don't know what you could come up with, but something in the den. Something in the den. So how many years have you done this?
Honestly?
Yeah.
About 3 months.
3 months only?
Yes, sir.
Do you like this job?
It fills the gap.
Ideally, you'd like to be in the film industry.
And how do you know that, sir?
See? I'm right, aren't I?
I have been in the film industry.
Everybody out there wants to be in the film industry. I don't care if you're a telemarketer or working at Photomat or washing cars. You want to get in the film industry, or you have been, or your cousin's in, and maybe he'll get... Boy... Mm-hmm. You don't hear that kind of talk out here in the upper Midwest.
Well, mine was very fortunate. It wasn't that I wanted to be. Mine fell into my lap, and I was very, very fortunate.
Well, was it a situation where you were on camera?
I've done camera work. I've done TV.
Oh, could I go to a video store, rent a movie, and see you?
No, sir.
Oh. Well,
no,
what?
I did TV.
TV. What television show?
Well, I'll start dating myself if I tell you.
Hawaii 5-0?
No, not that. No.
Oh. Which one? I'm a big TV fan.
Really? Well, I might be older than you think. Room 222?
Room 222? Oh, son of a gun, you're kidding me. I remember that. Karen Valentine.
Yes.
Yeah, hell, that was probably the first show I fell in love with as a young guy. Room 222. Karen Valentine, who was the black guy? In that, the other star.
I don't remember.
But you know who I'm talking about.
Oh, sure.
It's Karen Valentine and the black guy and I don't remember who else was in that one. What was the theme music for that? Do you remember the theme music for that?
You know what? It was in my head until you asked me. After you asked me, it disappeared.
Oh, son of a... Room 222, boy. What did you do in that particular...
I was a student.
A student.
And may I ask you something?
Sure.
May I ask what it is that's keeping you housebound?
Oh, I had my leg amputated.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Diabetes. Not a big deal, though, because it was my left leg, and I'm a piano player, and, of course, for hitting the sustain pedal, you just need the right. I never was one for exercise. So I told the doctors, I said, actually, little has changed for me. I can still play the piano and still sing, and, you know, I never did jog.
What kind of piano playing do you do?
I like the old rhythm and blues stuff. Boogie woogie.
Yes?
Yep. Yeah. Stride piano. I like the old stuff, and you know, as long as it was the left leg, no loss, really. I was almost interested in seeing just what the whole world was going to be like without it. And you know that whole phantom pain thing they talk about where you have pain? That's a bunch of malarkey. The leg's gone. There's no pain there. I think that's an old wives' tale, pain where there's no leg. How can they...
Actually, it's been a proven fact that there is that phantom issue.
Oh, sorry. Oh, well, I guess I just got lucky. And it's
I think you'll feel the presence of the leg later.
Oh. Almost sounds like you might be in a similar situation.
No, I have both my legs.
Oh. Well, don't brag about it.
Well, you know what? I'm a Diana Krall fan. Do you know who she is?
Oh, do I know Diana? Now, you didn't work with her, did you?
No, but I would love the opportunity to do that.
Oh, you and me both. So, what were you doing just before you got into this gig? This Ronco deal.
What was I doing before?
Yeah, four months.
I was doing similar work, customer mm-hmm. service work, and it was a pass-through.
So the only way I can buy something from you is if I buy a kitchen deal, huh? I got to get another kitchen deal because I don't even work in the kitchen.
You don't have to buy anything from me.
Okay, but you're not making money based on sales, are you?
No, it's not my drive in life.
No, I mean, but do you make more money if I buy something?
Yeah, it's commissionable for me, but it's not an issue. My hours aren't.
I'll send you a check. I'll send you a check. What would you make if I bought a rotisserie? How much would you make off that?
Oh, about 75 cents.
That's it?
Sure. Well, 4%. And then I would have to meet the sale criteria for the week. I would have to make a number of phone calls. So there's a number of issues involved with having to
reap
the benefit of a commission.
You got to get back into the film industry.
Why? You know, I was recommended that I stay behind the scenes because of my administrative skills.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh.
I was directed that way even in high school. I was told to go behind the scenes. I'd make my money there.
You weren't told this by the director of the 222 episode, I hope.
No.
No. I mean, he probably said, you got a little something. You could go places.
Well, that's not where I started. I started on stage.
Oh, on stage.
Yeah.
Boy. And yet you think this administrative thing is your calling, huh?
Oh, I know it is.
Okay.
In fact, in the long run, I really should have been in law.
In law?
Yes, sir.
I could see that. I could see you being good in that.
Mm-hmm.
So
I had a judge recommend to me that I should go back to school and become a lawyer.
No, it's none of my business, but what were you doing standing before a judge?
I was taking on a corporation from Chicago.
And did you win?
A labor issue, yes.
All right.
I was well prepared.
Well, I tell you, excuse me, mm-hmm. this Ronco place is about the friendliest doggone place I've ever called. You know, a lot of people talk about Minnesota nice and the friendly people you get when you call here. We got nothing on California.
Well, how is it that you came to call this number?
I just figured Ronco was an old name in my head. I thought, who would be around? You know, and I knew it would be some 1-800 number, and I thought, you know, the old Ronco people that used to sell all that stuff, the fishing pole. I just remembered the pocket fisherman.
Right.
Yeah, and sure enough, there you guys are still at it, but the level of friendliness is something I didn't expect to encounter. A lot of people who do the job you do get jaded after a while, and they get real tired of anything more than just the, you know, the name, rank, and serial number stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But heck.
Well, I found that it requires a certain personality to do this kind of work.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, you're right about that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll tell you, can I send you something anyway?
No.
No?
If you have a need to send something, write a check to your local charity, your Chamber of Commerce, and have them to give it to a shelter, a homeless shelter.
There. I'm going to do that in your name.
Why, thank you.
Can I sing to you before I go?
You want to sing to me?
Yeah, just a little song that's kind of my farewell generally in these sorts of situations. Just it'll only take but a half a minute here.
That's quite all right.
Irene, good night,
oh, no.
Irene. Irene, good night. Good night, Irene. Good night, Irene. I'll see you in my dreams. Night, Irene.
Good night, sir.